baby. I'm focused on the dough, I'm focused on the racks. If you ain't making dough, get your bitch ass back. I'm focused on the dough, I'm focused on the racks. If you ain't making dough, get your bitch ass back. Get your bitch ass back. Where's your broke at? You ain't got cash. You a joke, nigga. You broke, nigga. I got me some hoes, nigga. Get like my Rolly Rolex and my Rolls, nigga. I be smoking on the dough, nigga. I slow and I count and pay souls, nigga. And I'm still moving slow, nigga. Just my stove blow quicker. Who is you? A whole nigga. Get exposed, nigga. 40, let it blow, nigga. And I'm still smoking woods. I wish a nigga would get hooked, get hit. Oh shit, check out a real. This nigga bitch ain't shit to me. I been the dude, yeah, I been the man, been the nigga, been the kid. Shot it like me and my feet, shot it like me and my ice. Think I can go and take your wife? Shit, you better live your life before I take your life. That's my best advice. Run to the money, to the paper. I'm tryna be major on my grind. Like a skater, I got a cert, like a waiter. I'm focused on the racks. If you ain't making dough, get your bitch ass back. I'm focused on the dough, I'm focused on the racks. If you ain't making dough, get your bitch ass back. Get your bitch ass back. Get your bitch ass back. You ain't moving dough, you ain't moving crack. Tell me what you know about that pack. My pack built to last. Long and long and long and long. I got hoes, red bones, and redder clothes. You know me and my niggas. You know me and my hitters. We all winners, bitch. Counting dough, making benefits. Been an asshole, bitch. Yeah, I been a dick. Shot it on me now, and she want my kids. Focused on the dough, trying to get rich. Got my mind on my money, yeah, I'm focused on the prize. Every single day, trying to go multiply. Yeah, I'm counting benches while I'm in the city. Every day, bitch, I'm focused on the fitness. Focused on the dough, I'm focused on the racks. If you ain't making dough, get your bitch ass back. I'm focused on the dough, I'm focused on the racks. If you ain't making dough, get your bitch ass back. Get your bitch ass back.
Okay, so I was getting up, getting ready for like work. So I said, let me go put a load of clothes in the machine, right? So I'm going downstairs. Then as I'm walking downstairs, under one of the stair steps, I see something. Looks like maybe somebody dropped a sock or a hat or something. So I was like, you know, okay, well, maybe somebody dropped something, you know. So then I'm walking on down. Then I was like, wait a minute, that could be a raccoon. Maybe a raccoon got in the building, right? So now I'm kind of scared. So as I went on downstairs and I turned around, I see these old BDO eyes. I'm like, oh man, that's a cat. And so I was so scared. I was like, ooh. So I went on downstairs. I said, no, I'm not going to go in the basement because he may jump ooh at me, right? So I just went on downstairs, went outside, and I set my clothes outside, and I went around the front of the building and rang the bell and Justice to let me in. So I'm telling her, I'm like, Justice, you scared of cats? No, Ma, I ain't scared of cats. I said, she said, well, I'm getting ready to leave out, so I'll just make them leave when I go downstairs. So as she going down, she move or whatever, cat ain't moving. Like, girl, you better get out.
I belong here,
right? And so I was like, Justice, I thought she's gonna take a broom and kind of. And so he wouldn't move. So I went upstairs. I said, don't worry about it. And so I called the landlord and I was like, Steve, do you know who owns a cat? So he was like, whoa, I don't know. I'll check around. I'll make a couple phone calls and I'll get back with you. So I go, okay. Then I'm like, you know what? I don't have time to be sitting around here all day. So I was telling Justice to take my clothes and put them in the basement. So she did that and she left. So I ended up calling Ask the Village. And I was asking about the Cruelty Society where they would come and pick up the cat. So next thing I know, they done sent the House of Police out. And so, yeah, I'm Officer Richard. I was like, whoa. I said, it's a cat. I don't know. I've been knocking on doors. You know, no one's answering. And so then finally, my neighbor next door, she was leaving out. And she was like, oh, yeah, I've seen that cat before. I sent a picture to Steve, you know, before. I don't know who it is. So as the he was like, well, we used to take them, but now they fine us and penalize us for bringing them to the shelter. So he said, and I don't want to take them outside because I could tell it's an inside, a house cat, not an outside cat. She was like, he ain't on no lease. And so he was like, well, I think it belongs to somebody. So as he's talking, a black guy comes out. And so he was like, hey, do you know who owns this cat? And so he was like, oh, yeah, the lady downstairs. So it was a white lady that owned the cat. And so now the officer knocks on the door. Now they want to open the door. So he's like, is this your cat? And she said, yeah, it's my mom's cat. And so he's like, you have to take him, you know, in the apartment. And so she did that. And so, mind you, I didn't call you. Then I text her and I was like, hey, Brittany, do you know who owns the cat? And so now that the officer...
Oh, this in the same house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now she gonna have the nerve to say, I would appreciate if you wouldn't have the police knocking on my door asking me, is this my cat? So me, I was like, okay, how do I answer this guy? Then I said, well, I called you and you didn't answer, and I text you and asked you, do you know who owns this cat? And so then she wanted to throw in, and I would appreciate if you give me my money for the, you know, deductible. I'm like, girl, I've been texting you since March. Last text was in March. You never answered me back. And then I said, and I would appreciate if you leave your cat in the house. And she's going to say, no problem.
No.
And that's the story of the cat.
Hell no.
That's the story of the cat.
Oh, man. That cat caused problems, man.
Okay, so I was getting up, getting ready for like work. So I said, let me go put a load of clothes in the machine, right? So I'm going downstairs. Then as I'm walking downstairs, under one of the stair steps, I see something. Looks like maybe somebody dropped a sock or a hat or something. So I was like, you know, okay, well, maybe somebody dropped something, you know. So then I'm walking on down. Then I was like, wait a minute, that could be a raccoon. Maybe a raccoon got in the building, right? So now I'm kind of scared. So as I went on downstairs and I turned around, I see these old BDO eyes. I'm like, oh man, that's a cat. And so I was so scared. I was like, ooh. And so I went on downstairs. I said, no, I'm not going to go in the basement because he may jump at me, right? So I just went on downstairs, went outside, and I set my clothes outside. And I went around the front of the building and rang the bell and Justice to let me in. So I'm telling her, I'm like, Justice, you scared of cats? No, Ma, I ain't scared of cats. She said, well, I'm getting ready to leave out, so I'll just make them leave when I go downstairs. So as she going down, she, move, or whatever. Cat ain't moving. Like, girl, you better get out.
I belong here.
Right. And so I was like, Justice, I thought she was going to take a broom and kind of, and so he wouldn't move. So I went upstairs. I said, don't worry about it. And so I called the landlord and I was like, Steve, do you know who owns a cat? So he was like, whoa, I don't know. I'll check around. I'll make a couple phone calls and I'll get back with you. So I go, okay. Then I'm like, you know what? I don't have time to be sitting around here all day. So I was telling Justice to take my clothes and put them in the basement. So she did that and she left. So I ended up calling Ask the Village. And I was asking about the Cruelty Society where they would come and pick up the cat. So next thing I know, they done sent the House of Police out. And so, yeah, I'm Officer Richard. I was like, whoa. I said, it's a cat. I don't know. I've been knocking on doors. You know, no one's answering. And so then finally my neighbor next door, she was leaving out and she was like, oh yeah, I've seen that cat before. I sent a picture to Steve, you know, before. I don't know who it is. So as the he was like, well, we used to take them, but now they fine us and penalize us for bringing them to the shelter. So he said, and I don't want to take them outside because I could tell it's an inside, a house cat, not an outside cat. She was like, he ain't on no lease. And so he was like, well, I think it belongs to somebody. So as he's talking, a black guy comes out. And so he was like, hey, do you know who owns this cat? And so he was like, oh yeah, the lady downstairs. So it was a white lady that owned the cat. And so now the officer knocks on the door. Now they want to open the door. So he's like, is this your cat? And she said, yeah, it's my mom's cat. And so he's like, you have to take them, you know, in the apartment. And so she did that. And so, mind you, I didn't call you. Then I text her and I was like, hey, Brittany, do you know who owns the cat? And so now that the officer...
Oh, this is in the same house.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now she gonna have the nerve to say, I would appreciate if you wouldn't have the police knocking on my door asking me, is this my cat? So me, I was like, okay, how do I answer this guy? Then I said, well, I called you and you didn't answer. And I text you and asked you, do you know who owns this cat? And so then she wanted to throw in, and I would appreciate if you give me my money for the, you know, deductible. I'm like, girl, I've been texting you since March. Last text was in March. You never answered me back. And then I said, and I would appreciate if you leave your cat in the house. And she's going to say, no problem.
Nerve.
And that's the story of the cat.
Hell no.
That's the story of the cat.
Oh, man. That cat caused problems, man.
Just like that.
Yeah. Well, they have to make sure you come back.
Thank you.
They get this new thing up there. You see when you go up there, because I get, you know, just a regular no chip with these, and then it's a thing they have on the counter with all different colors of these.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, it's like, I never do the one finger. So I was like, okay, let me try that. And then they had some other ones. He said they're real expensive.
What you talking about?
Fingernail polish.
It's another one besides the no chip and the gel.
The one that you stick your, that like the powder stuff you stick your, it's another one that you do that. But I won't try that one. I don't like that one.
When is it supposed to last? Well, the no chip is last long too, but I...
Yeah, it's another one that they put a powder type stuff on you. Mm-hmm. You dip your finger, but I don't know. I got to stick with this one.
Your nails be okay when they take that off?
I just don't like sometimes if they don't let it soak long enough and they be scraping out in there, you have to tell them to stop. Mm-hmm. You know, just rewrap it or, you know, put it back on there. But sometimes it'll get, then if they use that thing to, if they have that, have a bigger one, a larger one, that kind of can, you know, get down to your, be like, ooh, that hurt. So I've kind of watched
that. Speaking of nails, that's another story. I've told you about that one, right? When I got my feet
down. Place.
At my feet?
Yeah, at the same place.
What you mean?
The shop that I go to?
No, not there. That's why I said I'll go right back there.
What happened?
When I went to the one, like...
What's that?
Because I was on the phone talking to Mama. She heard me. I was telling her, I said, you're hurting me. I said, and so then she was like, do you want me to finish? I was like, you don't have to do that no more. You could finish, but not to stay in the top of my feet. You know, so, and she got mad, slammed her little stuff on the floor, and got up, walked away, and I'm just sitting there, and I said, is somebody else gonna finish? Ooh. And this other girl said, oh, yeah, someone else coming. I was like, who? And then she was like, she didn't know. I was like, you know what? Let me just not pay for this unprofessional service, and let me just go home. I'm sitting there saying, I'm sorry. Why am I sorry and you hurting me? You should be apologizing. And not at one time did a manager come and say, what's going on? Is everything okay? Nothing.
Cha-cha.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they be.
That's why I be telling you, I go to the black-owned businesses. I said, but...
Who said that?
Black-owned.
But I was like, she said it was a place on 135th somewhere. But I was like, I used to go to a black,
yeah, that's it, used to go.
I said, well, because I don't live in the area no more. I didn't just continue. But I said, sometimes, I said, just like that hair place I went to, she was, today she had, what was it, two people was in there. I said, sometimes black people, they be charging too much.
I went to one shop. I think that was when I used to go to Sabrina's, and she was with someone who later was doing patties and manicures. And it was just using, you know, like they have the running water or whatever. And then
just like the little home
the bowl thing. Or what. Yeah, I don't like those. But I'm pretty, you know, I'd be pretty good with them. And if you, you know, if they put a shade on you and you don't like it, they take it off.
You know? Yeah, 95th and Cicero, I like, you know, them. They always the same type of service.
Right.
But like I was saying, and like sometimes when they cut your black meat off there, and then the next couple of days you have all...
Yeah, kind of going back around.
Wait, so when you get your hands done, like, they cut off your...
Your cubicles. But see, they're not supposed to cut...
Right, they're supposed to...
Your meat, like, they, like, on that top...
Yeah.
It don't hurt, but they... It's like, by you being black and them, they're being...
They don't know the deal. I feel you.
Right, they're not looking at your white cuticle that they should be cutting. Mm-hmm. They just cut the little black.
Because you know how my feet messed up and stuff. You feel me? Like, they like my daddy feet. You feel me? The African feet. You feel me? So, you feel me?
You got ugly feet?
I got ugly feet. I got
you
ugly feet.
You sit and pick.
You should go get them done.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, them little cubicles and stuff. I gotta get in there. You feel me? I gotta, because my nail, the nail will go back. I don't know what's up with my feet. It'll go back. I think it's from these shoes and stuff.
If your shoes are too small.
You feel
and
me?
Then if you clip your toenails or you don't.
Uh-huh. I clip them after they start messing up. You feel me? Like what
you
I'm
let
saying.
Them grow long?
No, they don't grow. That's what I'm saying. They don't grow forward. They grow backwards. I'm talking about the cubicle will get pushed under the nail. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's weird. It's like all right, this the nail. It's going backwards. The cubicle right here, it'll get pushed down like that. So I gotta get. And I got to use tools,
your
all
nails,
types of
they
stuff.
They grow like this?
Yeah, so the front part would curl down. The
like,
back.
Like that?
Yeah.
I've seen nails like that. They when I went to school for, you know, you'll get into the nails. There's all different types. You could pull that up.
You feel
I forget, like, claw nails. But,
They almost like claws. Like, yeah.
You could, like you said, you would have to keep that cut.
Because they'll come to a point, too.
Nails.
Like, they come to a point, like... Get off my nails, but you feel me? It's like...
Are they like
that now? Yeah, it's like... I'm going to show you. Hold on. Ooh, they ugly, though. They ugly. I picked a little bit last night.
On his toes.
How?
All
what is
the time.
All the time.
All look,
with clippers?
Yes.
Yeah, because look, my feet, I'm telling you, the nail. Look, hold on, you're going to see.
Oh, not that bad.
Because I did them yesterday. But you feel me? This part right here, you see, I had to get in there. The cubicle right here, the nail was covering the cubicle and it still hurt right here. I still gotta get this part off.
I'm gonna take you with me next week.
I ain't going to them Chinese people, boy.
But you're
good job.
They're not bad as you described them like your daddy's. They ain't nowhere near his feet.
No way.
I'm young. You feel Pops went to jail, all types of stuff, man.
That ain't got nothing to do with that.
Then it's like, Justice, she don't have bad feet. She just needs to clip her toenails.
Feel,
one time I took her with me and I was like, that was just a total lace.
It's that fungus, man.
Why? Because she has nice feet, but she just, all she needed was a toenails clip. She didn't need any of that. You know? Like him, he don't really need that. He just, if they, you know, his feet.
Like Eric won't get his toes on, but he'll go get his nails.
And he told me he's not doing that.
Mm-hmm. And like now, he told me just yesterday, I think it was. Because, you know, punching the tickets and stuff, females sitting in the hand can't have no beat up hair.
Somebody told him that.
Mm-hmm. I told him. I said, ain't nothing wrong. I see guys. It was a Hispanic guy a couple of weeks ago. I was up there. He was with his wife. and he was in the chair that was massaging. He just in heaven. But yet, when they finished with him, it's, he didn't have bad feet either. And that's I said it felt good. Then he was like,
I used to say, Bernie Mac, you know, when he used to go get his done all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie used to get his done. Now yeah, I might have to reconsider.
Pamper.
I might have to.
Pamper. It just makes you feel good.
Bernie,
you
a real
the
nigga.
The chair that massage you and everything. Just like that. See how his hair came out?
Man,
now
you
going to go get his hair done.
It got to be a female, though. You feel me?
See,
can't be no man.
Came out.
Man, look.
Sound,
and nothing came out. It's free forming. You know how Jesse. No, that's what I'm saying.
Show me a braid in the front.
It don't need to be in the front. It's the back. That's what I'm saying. Y'all over here. You know how Jesse's got the free form dreads. You feel me?
How she does her mom?
Well, she had them. She had.
When she first started out. You're right.
That's what I'm saying.
And I used to hate them, but then I liked them.
That's how my hair going to be. You feel me? You got to let the roots grow. You feel me? You got to let it get to the afro. These
but
not even afros yet.
This guy I seen in Sam's Club, his was like almost to his butt, and so I was like, how long have you been growing those? He said about 15 years. He said when I first started doing them, he said I used to, you know, twist them like maybe every 2 weeks or something, you know. Then he said he likes to let them grow out because they get thicker. And so like with his hair, you would do yours if you want free form or whatever, freestyle, at least, you know, twist them once a month.
No, because it's like, all right, so they're going to get nappy, you feel me? All I do is just rub my hair together, you feel me? Just rub it, and you feel me? They form like this one back here, you feel me? They form one big dread back here. Two of them came together, you feel me? Like, I got one right here, four of them came together. You
That's
feel me? Yeah, you feel me? Because I want it to be like that. I don't want to be like everybody else.
Yeah, but you don't, like you say, you don't want those lines.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You don't want the parts to show.
No, because look, like I'm saying, the one with four, right? They come together, right? They all come together. Then at the end, you see four separate dreads just hanging down. You feel me? Like you ever seen the movie Avatar with them blue people? Just like that. You feel me? I don't want to be like everybody else. I want my own style. You feel me? You can't be like everybody else. I ain't no clone. You feel me? I'm myself. I'm Deep Blue. I ain't looking at people. I'm making my own style. You gotta be unique. You can't copy people's style. You gotta make your own style. It's 2018 to ET.
But you ain't getting no locks right here.
It's almost 2020.
You ain't getting no locks right
it's here. It's almost 2020. No, why are we going
hair,
back?
Your
no.
hair is about like
listen what I'm saying though. It's almost 2020. Why are we going to copy? Why are we going to copy the past? I don't want no dreads like Lil Wayne, dreads like Young Thug, dreads like them. I want
but
my dreads
say,
like mine.
You want dreads, you don't want locks.
No, this is what I'm saying. Y'all over here want, and y'all want, y'all, you feel me? Y'all got an idea of what y'all know. I'm breaking the idea of what's known. You feel what I'm saying?
But what you're saying you want, they still have a...
No, because this is what I'm saying. What I want has never been seen before.
It has.
No. The way I'm finna have it, that's what I'm saying. Never seen before. You see, remember how The Weeknd had his hair up, going forward and back? That was original. Nobody done that before. He was the first one who did it like that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm finna be the first one who do it like how I'm doing. You feel me? It's gonna be like one fat. It's gonna be like, I imagine. One
okay,
fat.
Okay, we'll see when you
David,
get to that.
Just one fat, one
David,
fat dread.
That's not nothing new.
But
when people first started locking their hair, I mean, locks come back all the way to the Bible days where you see white people with locks. And then you see them with one big here, one big there because they didn't do no maintenance. Back in the day when locks came out, like
why would
barbers
I want to
and
maintenance
stuff, they didn't
hair?
Do any maintenance on their locks. But like you say, you don't want to be a part of the new era because they went from dreadlocks to they just say locks now. And then they... go and get the hair done.
You see, the new era, right?
They go get the hair done.
I'm part of the new era. You feel me? There's two different
no,
new eras.
You in the new old era then.
No. It's two different new eras. You feel me? Because you got the tradition. You remember how Eric had his
stuff.
It's
nothing wrong to say you want to do old school.
No, because it's not old school. It's nothing old about it. That's the thing. You're getting it twisted.
Traditional.
Nope. My stuff is not.
Original. It's new.
No. That's what I'm saying. Mine is new. Everybody else got the traditional. Chief Keef got the traditional.
Let us know what you get.
Bob Marley got the traditional. All of them got the traditional. You feel me? It'll be about 50, 80, 100 locks.
It's just like...
I don't want to be like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? You know how Jesus had dreads? I don't want dreads like that.
They don't
want
to keep no maintenance.
Exactly. That's why I said back in the day they didn't keep no maintenance. Mm-hmm. Today they keep maintenance.
But it's like,
and then there's still people that don't keep maintenance. Like,
you feel me? When it's like, all right, so you imagine, but you feel me? You still see a single lock. You feel me? You'll be able to see each individual lock. I want mine to be like this. All right. See me coming up. You feel me? You see a fro. From the fro, you see a big, separate big locks. You feel me? Separate big locks. And then from the separate big locks, you see smaller locks. Like an alien. You feel me? That's what I'm saying. It's not traditional. It's something new. You feel me?
I had four mamas. I was like, oh, they had that old picture when we were trucks still out there. And then when I pulled yours up.
Oh, yeah. You said that.
It showed like the tree was blocking.
Well, we had the big tree.
No, that tree right there. And then it pushed it over where you could see it.
That's the one that you sent me. You can see it.
Oh.
You sent me one.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And you saw the one I sent. I was like, man, that's. And then.
Yeah, like a tree.
The value was showing like 66,000.
Obama.
That's the best one, like a tree, like a palm tree.
66 to 80 something, because it was like it went up. So I was like, well, that's nice that its value was going up.
But it's different.
If anything happened to Mama, we'll have a hell of a like time getting them two
one,
people out of there.
Two, three, four. Five. You got one big one like a mohawk coming down the middle, you feel me? You got two big dreads coming down the side like that, you feel me? Like, you know how the pharaohs had them and stuff, you know, the crown of the pharaoh? Those dreads, though, little people know those was dreads, you feel me? So you feel me? How the dreads coming down like that, like Snoop Dogg did, but then you got the little small dreads coming down, so I look like Alien versus Predator. You remember Alien versus Predator?
That
That's why I'm Alien versus Predator. Hey. Y'all know what I heard?
What?
I heard that you gotta tell your neighbor that I would have never made it. Nah, no. Oh, y'all, man.
Retired. Okay. That's why I ain't even paying my money. Man, y'all, that's what I've been wanting. A gyro.
A euro.
Gyro.
Euro.
I said that at rehab, I think it was today, and I was like, I've been craving a gyro. Here she go, euro. I'm like, I'll say a gyro. You can say whatever you want. Because when I go to the restaurant to order it, they don't give me what I ask for.
Oh, man. You know, no, they're not. When you go to a real Mexican place.
Arby's have gyros?
My shit. Arby's? You like Arby's?
It was one time saying that went there and got something. It was good.
Arby's, yeah, those beef sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't eat they sandwiches. I like they fries. They curly fries. Y'all like them guys.
Do you know where you eat euros?
Nah. Y'all know I'm a picky eater, though. You feel me? You can't go off the blue judgment with food.
Yeah, I'm looking for a chicken euro. I should be hungry. I ain't really eat much today.
Dragon Ball Z, man. You see this dude right here? That's how I want my dreads. You feel me like that? You feel me? No, that's gold. I don't know what you talking about. Like Super Saiyans from Dragon Ball Z. You feel me? Yeah. Y'all want to copy black culture. I copy the cartoons. You feel me? I don't copy reality. I copy cartoons. You feel me?
Like that crazy lady was on Facebook the other day. Ooh. She, they said I look like Barbie. I said I always wanted to look like a cartoon character, so like a white girl. I mean, they took out all her six ribs, and then she had a waist maybe like that small, and then boobs about that. I was like, ooh. She looked like a.
But you feel me? That'd be white women, bro. That's not even no. You feel me? That'd be white people, bro. White people, they get.
September 30th,
they be doing stupid shit on purpose too. She did that for the clout.
She made a payment
for the clout, man.
It said zero.
That's what it said, right?
Zero.
I love white zero. People though, but y'all motherfuckers. Y'all be doing stupid stuff, man. I swear to God. Like, folks, I love y'all, though. I love y'all.
nigga, why they playing with a G? Playing with a G, playing with a G. I'm a real ass nigga, why they playing with a G? Playing with a G, playing with a G. Get your money, get your racks. 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 Chain go retarded. Yeah, I do it often. Shawty just started. Rolling, popping, Molly, popping, busting, geeking, bumping. Do it on the weekend. Who run the town?
We run it.
Who moving pounds?
We run it.
Who run the town?
We run it.
Who moving pounds?
We run it.
Nigga won't vote, bing, bing, leave him sleep. Nigga won't vote, bing, bing, leave him sleep. Why they won't beef with me, G? I don't know why they can't meet my energy. And we be geeking. And we be tweaking, tweaking. And we be geeking. And we be tweaking, tweaking. Soft but reek, reek. Yeah, do it for no reason. Yeah, we doing for no reason. Yeah, we do it for no reason. Let's get it, baby. Yeah, we tee up. You know me, I'm in that bitch. I'm smoking the blunt. I get louder. I get louder. Shawty hold me down in my trouser. Like wowzer. I'm browser. I'm a fire driving, breathing ass dragon. Little nigga, why they playing? Cause I got the finest fabric. I'm a genie, pull it out just like Aladdin. Niggas face so plastic. I'm smart, call me Mr. Fantastic. God damn, now I tee up. And I'm in this bitch puffin' that blunt, blunt, blunt. What up? This I was done. Hell nah, I'm in this bitch, I'm just having fun. Son, why they keep playing? I don't know why they keep playing. And we be geeking. And we be tweaking, tweaking. And we be geeking. And we be tweaking, tweaking. Soft but reek, reek. Yeah, do it for no reason. Yeah, we do it for no reason. Yeah, we do it for no reason. And we be geeking. And we be tweaking, tweaking. And we be geeking. And we be tweaking, tweaking. Soft but reek, reek. Yeah, do it for no reason. Yeah, we do it for no reason. Yeah, we do it for no reason.
Fuck just happened though. Like, this nigga Mac Miller really dead though, man. I'm talking about, man, that shit crazy though, bro. I've been a fan of this man since I was a kid, you feel me? And it's like he really gone, bro. I don't believe it. This shit is like our parents when they lost Michael Jackson and James Brown and shit. Like, that shit real, bro. It hit home. I did not expect that shit, bro. I fucking love him. Bro, I'm saying, fo, he had the tour and everything coming up, man. He had the swimming. He just went number 3 on billboards, all type of shit, man. He was a good cat. He had a good soul, all types of shit, bro. Shit crazy, though, bro. But rest up, man. You feel me? That nigga was one of them niggas, baby. You feel me? And it's like, I ain't gonna cry because I ain't meet him in person. But I ain't gonna lie. My heart hit right now. You feel my heart hurting. Cause a nigga a fan of him. You feel me? So I gotta smoke this bud right here to keep myself level, keep myself up. So he apparently, he 26 right now, he just died from a overdose. In May, he broke up with Ariana Grande, you feel me? So that could have been a cause, and you feel me? He could have been just trying to get over the breakup. He been getting DUI, car crashes and shit since May. Ever since May, shit been going down here for him. Fo, that's the power of a female, bro. They say God is a woman. Ariana Grande, you fucked him up, baby. You bogus as hell. And I'm not even playing. I know how that shit feel. I've been there.
Motherfucker, I've been over breakups. Motherfucker, I was in my crib the other month. Last motherfucking 2 months ago, just hurt. Hit. I was hit. I was hurt. It was all good, baby. It's like, we just gonna be here together, you feel me? That's all it is. We gotta be here together. We gotta stick together, you feel me? Come tighter again, baby. Ain't nobody gonna be able to replace him, though, bro. Ain't nobody gonna be able to replace him. And from the first time I saw Mac Miller, foe, the first time I saw the man, bro, I thought his ass was, I thought he was Mike Posner from that song Cooler Than Me, bro. Yeah, Mac Miller was always a lovable nigga, bro. I thought he was just a grown-up version of him. He grew up and shit. Of all the... That shit crazy, man. Rest up, though.
Get your bitch ass back.